we just wait for you to eat it.
Matt is going to have the last piece of chocolate. Good evening, blog. Saying to Em yesterday, we did some draft audio yesterday. I've forgotten how to do this. I used to do this all the time. The very first one of these posts, is this actually even fucking recording at all? This is just total replay of the last one. I'm going to go back and check it and make sure it's recording. Yeah, you feel nervous that'll happen because I failed to do it in a natural way. And we're doing it on my computer, which we'll have here soon. Good evening. Yeah. It's Monday evening. Monday evening, the 24th of August. And I'm in Sydney at Emma Matt's place with Emma Matt and my good old friend from high school, Matty Donovan, who I have not... Can I use your name? Is that right? Who I have not seen for years. Never seen anymore. She's not on Facebook, so it's like she doesn't exist to me. And I'm going to New York tomorrow. And as I was just explaining, I feel like I don't blog anymore. And so I thought I was going to do a series of four audio posts with pictures. And this is the first one. What are we going to talk about? I don't even know. We did draft audio yesterday. We were at the pub sitting on my phone just before we went and saw Inglourious Basterds. And that came out really shit. Really shit.
Shit because of the content or the quality of
the sound? It was the company.
Thanks very much.
A
wound up voice.
All kinds of various things that I could talk about. They're all to do with me and what's going on with me, and the point of having this is so we can have a dialogue and communication and
for the benefit of the tape,
interplay.
Matt's drinking some water.
Yeah, but I've made everyone subconscious by doing this very unnatural thing of getting out this computer and saying, now we're going to record some audio because I've got to get some because I've made a plan.
For the benefit of the tape. I didn't like the way the subject just started to beat yourself over the head.
But I'm out of practice. I just don't know how to do it.
You introduced it quite well the first time, and I think if, you know, we just...
Stick this here. And... So where were we? We were talking about chocolate.
We're talking about the last bit. Like, the last piece is a psychological standoff.
Yeah, well, Maddie was like, do you want this piece of chocolate? And I was like, oh, maybe. And then I realised it was the last piece, and it was one of those polite things like, do you want it? Because I want it, actually, but you can have it if you want. And so I was like, no, you have it. But then she really genuinely seemed not to want it. And she was like, no, you should have it. Look, oh, it's melting. You should eat it. Like,
and we're all waiting for her to eat it.
And I was just trying to figure out what was really going on here. I couldn't understand the outline.
I
didn't
want you to eat it if you wanted it, but I do know that there's more chocolate out there, so...
There it is.
I wasn't too attached to the idea that it was the last piece.
And not running out anytime soon.
Mm. But it can be tricky, these situations. You know, it's hard to tell.
What's
going on under the surface?
I think May's barometer of what's reasonable was skewed by an earlier event whereby she bit into the last potato chip, and then I asked for it after then, and she gave it to me, I think, intending that I wouldn't eat it, and then I did. So I think now that she's just sort of unsure what she should do when she wants the last piece of something, because biting it doesn't seem to be enough to prevent other people from eating it.
Again, I didn't see what was going on there.
What if she just licked it?
I think I would. I mean, but I've got a history of this. You know, I was regarded as the person in year 7 who would put a worm in my mouth, and I've got poor form in terms
of... Oh, really? You were the guy who ate things?
Yeah. I quite early came up with the logic that if it didn't kill me, I'd be willing to do it.
Oh, man, after my own heart. Oh.
Yes. Well, it's true. I think to a certain extent that still exists. I've modified that view.
It does.
Modified that view a little bit subsequently, but...
It doesn't make me seriously ill.
Death is no longer the, you know, the parameter. Serious embarrassment, not even all the time.
Yeah, what about the disgust of your companions? Because actually, you had took the last chip regret a little bit afterwards, because you felt so bad for taking the last chip.
But I think that was a slow behaviour, because it
all
was
the
like...
light went out of her little face.
Just like it went out of George's.
That's right.
Room of the View, 1987.
Except I said little instead of pretty.
What year was it? 87. We were going to watch that. We ended up watching Desperately Seeking Susan.
With the exception of the last half hour, which we're going to have to watch after this.
We can watch later. It's dead good.
Also, Barnaby knows what to do in New York.
Sorry, yes, I know I have to go to... I've already forgotten.
Magic Clubs.
Battery Park. Legal Street Cinema.
New Museum didn't quite make it into Desperately Seeking Susan, but...
Oh, right, I didn't know. I didn't realise you were referencing that. I thought that you were referencing a discussion that occurred before I got home.
Or a Chinatown cinema.
I'm sorry to have...
This is the thing, I worry about overwhelming, and I'm quite happy because...
That's the Bleecker Street cinema.
I'm worried about...
Oh, sorry, your content.
No, I'm not worried about the content.
For the benefit of the tape.
For the benefit of the tape. I'm worried about...
moving his arm around in circles.
Being overwhelmed. I'm not the host, you're the host.
tape.
I'm the host of the tape.
It's not even a tape.
Oh, he introduced us to the recording and now it's ours.
I'm not sure.
Everybody's what I'm tape. The tape belongs to everybody. There is no tape. It's virtual tape, doesn't exist, belongs to everybody.
I didn't want to refer to you by.
Ting, got an email.
That's going to be it. Benefit of the tape. The host of the tape just received an email.
Just received an email.
Someone listening to the recording sent that. They'd feel pretty special. My contribution, this attempted communication, which turned out just to be a big... I don't know. Well,
did we say the time?
Well, it's not
10:49.
We did say the time. It's 10:49. Oh, we didn't say the time. It's 10:49 p.m. Yeah, they could. And they would be immortalised forever and they would feel really special. They could die knowing that they had not lived in vain.
You could just email like 20 of your closest friends and tell them that it was their ping. And they'd all feel like
that. I could, Emma, but that would be deceptive. And I try not to operate my relationships on that basis, you know.
I stand chastened.
Yeah, anyway, what were we talking about? Desperately sick, Susan, moment, New York. Okay, being overwhelmed, which is something, as you can see, I get a problem with a lot of the time. I've got a nice list of things that my friend Gab made for me, which is more than enough things to do, but a manageable list. And so I can just sort of do the things that are crucial that I have to do, that I went there to do. And then I'll have a nice little contained list of other things I can do if I'm sort of sitting around turning my back.
You know what else I really enjoyed when I went to New York? Was going out to Coney Island.
I'd like to do that. I'd like to do that. It's legendary.
Coney Island. I mean, I think it's summertime, so it'll be much more active. And when I went out, it was not its peak season, so it was more like a ghost town, but it was special. It felt like a, I don't know, it just so many games and amusement rides and a place of possibility.
Okay. And it's summer up there, isn't it? So yeah, it'll be.
It is, yeah.
Just the tail end of it.
Be able to go on the wooden roller coaster.
That's right.
Like, so, yeah.
And I can listen to that Magnetic Field song, Strange Powers. On a Ferris wheel, looking out on Coney Island, under more stars than there are prostitutes in Thailand. It's a good song. Okay, eating things. Silkworms. Do you remember the silkworms in our
name? Oh.
And how there was this big, like, everyone ate them, like...
I don't.
Oh,
was this a primary school thing?
No, it was. Oh, I don't know. We were in sort of early secondary, I think. Maybe it was before your time.
I came in sort of towards the end of year 7 at AME.
I reckon you were there. You just don't remember. They had silkworms in the library.
I think probably the predominant.
She might be blocking it out.
Yeah,
maybe.
I might be blocking it.
It was all a bit traumatic. There was a big arms race, like Emily Cooper.
Well, Emily Cooper features in my eating.
In
your nightmares. Well, I was just thinking about the cleaning up a locker incident where she pulled out a sandwich, which must have been there from the beginning of term, and it was the end of the year, and it was ziplocked into a bag, and it was quite liquidy at that stage.
A bit like a cashew bucket. Didn't see what was in.
And I think she did eat it. Well, she definitely ate some.
Did she survive to year 8?
She did. In fact, I think, you know, she survived to be quite a...
I ran into it just the other week, actually, walking down the road, walking down Smith Street, with Jed.
With Jed?
I think they're living together, yeah.
And her bambino?
Yes, and the bambino, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny. But anyway, yeah, no. So somewhat characteristic. I think Emily ate one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, other people were dared to eat them, and they also ate them. And then, you know, it just got worse and worse, like you have to chew them. Chew a whole mouthful at once. So all the silkworms got eaten.
That's terrible.
Well, it was an alternative school.
we experimented, damn it.
Yeah. Good God.
And it didn't kill us. I mean, you know, it's arguable whether it made us stronger. But...
something I wouldn't have done, so I'm the odd one out in this little group.
Yeah, you don't feel you need to rise to a challenge. You just go, well, I don't need to.
It's because you can say, as again we discussed in the very first of these collaborative audio posts, which we did with Gab and Em after you were here in Melbourne.
Yes.
And we went out to dinner at the Rochi and then came home and did this quite spontaneously.
Yep.
You're very conservative. Very conservative.
I like to think of myself as stubborn.
Stubborn and conservative are not the same. Not the same. No, I'm also very stubborn.
I'm not saying that they're the same.
As many people, yeah. Maybe
I'd go so far as say,
we'll
considered.
Well, I just don't like being pushed into things because other people...
Do you see yourself as...
So you go along with what the regular, normal people do.
Well, you do what you want to do.
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm being all different.
I can't make a blanket statement about why I do everything I do.
Sorry. You're putting it on the spot. She's got this real expression, like...
You feel your contributions should, you know, at least intend... You should, you, there should be some intent that your contributions have quality rather than just be kind of bald entertainment for other people's sake.
I don't know.
One's pondering, maybe.
Yeah, I'm pondering it.
I would think that...
I think it's because I've got an older sister who used to manipulate me all the time into doing things that she wanted me to do.
Mm.
And I would get manipulated until I reached a certain age where I would go, wait a minute, you're manipulating me, fuck that shit, and I would just say no to things. And now I, like, view new ideas with caution and slash suspicion.
Interesting.
Yeah, maybe. But, I've not always been immune to peer pressure. It's, of course, the subject of peer pressure is others at the right age for that.
I didn't see you capable of being peer pressured into something unless it's sort of through unfair emotional means whereby the pressure is not evident, you know.
If I can't understand that it's peer pressure, it would have to be very sophisticated peer pressure.
Well, yeah.
It'd have to get up pretty early in the morning. Peer pressure
me. Insidious peer pressure.
You didn't have to stay up all night.
Which is not very nice.
True, you're very stubborn. Isn't that, yeah, I'm just thinking about it. In developmental terms, I'm very similar. I had this sense all through my youth I was being manipulated by my sisters and my family and people around me. And ergo, I became extremely strong-willed and resistant to external suggestion.
Yes.
But it hasn't made me more conservative. Like, I'm a coward a lot of the time, so I can be conservative. But I'm all about the going to extremes and doing ridiculous things and not being conservative. So I try to be. I think I maybe. Who knows?
I don't think I'm
close-minded. It's all a bit crapshoot.
I don't think I'm close-minded. Oh, no. It's just about the things I do myself.
No.
I could be wrong about that.
Anyway.
For the benefit of the tape, we're listening to the Arcade Fire.
We're listening to the Arcade Fire, which she bought yesterday. I was very excited about this record purchase.
This isn't one of the new ones.
It isn't. This isn't the
this
Arcade
is
Fire record that you bought.
Melbourne.
Yeah, I bought this in Melbourne.
True. What else did you buy on that occasion? Quiz.
I bought that other Animal Musa? Collective record.
Did you buy the Joanne Musa?
No, I bought that.
You got that oldie person's one. I refer to it as it was like
a. Well, that would be a record belonging to me then, wouldn't it? I don't know what you mean. Judy Seal.
It's, yeah, like not a contemporary release.
She came off the internet.
Oh my god, we're up to 14 minutes. That's enough. Time's up.
All right. Okay.
Unless anyone has anything
else. Oh, nothing of substance.
I think that we'll probably continue to talk after the audio's over, but the audio people listening will just never know.
You'll never know. You can think about that.
Congratulations on making it to the end.
Congratulations on making it to the end. 14 minutes, that's way too much.
You're a stronger listener than I.
It probably won't be fit. You know, well, no one ever listens to fucking audio anyway. Don't know why I do it because no one.
I listen to the audio.
Yeah,
on my blog.
It.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
I'm enjoying the opportunity to be a part of something that I've.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You've actually listened to audio on my blog.
He always checks your.
You're
blog
one of the only
and
ones.
He listens to the audio.
I didn't even know that. I'm touched. Thank you.
That's a very interesting blog. I enjoy it.
Cheers. Yeah, well, there's not been much activity on it lately, but
I've been reading it since I read Emma's, before I even had a relationship with her. There was obviously...
Because I was the...
There was an direct interaction.
The audience member.
It was high-quality interaction, so I sort of took the opportunity to surf into your blog and, you know, was privy to more high-quality blogging.
Sure, I didn't know this.
But I don't think the lurk is just beyond you two. You know, I don't do much online biographical exploration. I'm now blushing, so I'll let the host.
Bit of the tape.
Well, that's a beautiful note to end on. That's all. Good evening. I'm going to New York. It's all about me. And these other lovely people here. It's all about them as well. Maddie and Matt. Good evening.
Bye.
Blog reader, if you're listening, the unlikely that you are, love you all.